A government is an institution through which society makes and enforces its public policies. Government is made up of those people who exercise its powers, those who have authority and control over its people. The need for government comes from a need for society to be ordered. No government, then society is chaos. If you have chaos, then you have no laws, no rules. Mr. Barry's classroom, for example. You have the movie The Road. When at the end of the world, when there's nothing out there, are people good or are people bad? Do people roam in bands and eat little kids? Or do people bind together to make a better world? In the end, what you have in order to survive a society is some kind of order. Government brings order to that society. Now, a government can come in a lot of different forms. By saying it's an institution first, what we're talking about is an institution, which means it's something that's lasted. It's been around for a while. An institution doesn't just come and go. It's going to last from generation to generation to generation, which then brings some continuity to the style of the government. So whether it is a dictatorship or a monarchy or a democracy, all of these different kinds of governments, if their institutions are going to be, in a sense, long-lasting. Now, how does it enforce its public policies? Well, in order to understand exactly what the public policies are, is we got to go to the next post, which would be the relationship between public interest and public policies. But in the end, the government is made up of the people who exercise the powers and have authority and control over the people, whether or not the people have chosen that government. So it's not necessary for a government to be chosen by the people. It is just that the government exercises authority over the people, and it does so by implementing public policy.